And good evening, and welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast, who's actually missing today, and Monique Donnelly. We're actually going to have a different kind of Worship Factory show today for you listeners out there who are normally used to hearing the Rod Schreckengast voice. He's out there with his wife for his 35th wedding anniversary.
Yay,
playing hooky.
Wichita, Kansas.
Go Team Rod.
Out there in Wichita.
I don't know what they're doing in Wichita. But to all you people who like Wichita, God help you.
So we're actually going to take the time today to talk a little bit about Worship Factory with John and Mariana and why Worship Factory was created and where, you know, what we're all about and what we're doing on worshipfactory.net. Get connected online. It is a Facebook or a Twitter, just like what you use every day, but it is for Christian creatives out there. Monique.
What is it called again?
Worshipfactory.net.
Yeah, but the social aspect, what is that called?
Connect. And it's free.
Get connected.
I love that word, free.
It's free.
Get connected, people.
And we want to talk a little bit about what happened this past weekend when we were out at Grace Fest with Yvette Amard, and what a great opportunity that
was. It was awesome, wasn't it? It was so great.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible bands. Who did they have there?
They had Group One Crew, which
I love.
Oh, yeah.
They're like the Christian Black Eyed Peas. I love them. They're so snappy.
Mariana was sleeping the whole time.
She
was
underneath. It's great.
She was doing her Brazilian nap.
She's like, I loved it. It was so snappy. And then we turn and she's sleeping.
Underneath the table.
Literally sleeping.
Where's Mariana?
I was worshiping in a very different way. Worshiping
in a prone position.
Peaceful. God was raining his peace upon her.
Yeah, she was in the fetal position, enjoying the music.
No wonder we had so many blankets. It was great. It was just so cozy.
You know, if you had a chance to go out to Grace Fest, Sean Smith actually got a chance to listen to Sean out there, which is an amazing dynamic speaker. To you young people out there, he's been around for a long time, been preaching out there for about 25 years, I think. But we had such a great time with Sean. And then, of course, there was Lincoln Brewster, which we just had a fantastic time.
He was
amazing.
He did his guitar solo.
He played guitar just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
he's actually teaching him.
He was...
Journey is what I think. I think Lincoln Brewster was actually with the band Journey for a while.
Playing with Journey for a while.
But my goodness, and every one of his band members were pretty incredible. And then Rush of Fools was out there. We had a great time with those guys too.
If you couldn't get to Grace Fest this year, make sure that you go next year. Put it on your calendar for sure, because it's something that you do not want to miss.
Yeah. We had Yvette, who is the creator of
Yvette
and organizer of our show. I'm so glad that she told us about it, because it really is an amazing
event.
And
let me tell you, it is a big thing.
And apparently, I didn't get to go, but there was a lot of people who came forward to give their lives to the Lord, yes?
A lot of people. It was great. It was a really good experience to be in.
Yeah, Pastor Sean actually invited people to come forward and give their life to the Lord, and there was several. I would probably say there was probably, I don't know, in the hundreds, if not in the thousands, for sure that evening. It was every life is so important, and it was just so incredible to watch these young kids, just their hearts. You know, Sue was talking about getting a picture. We were talking earlier about getting a picture of these two young girls that came to Sean afterwards and had given one young girl had given her life, and Sean actually was praying with them and the two girls, and the one girl, you could just wring her shirt out with her tears. Her tears were just all over her shirt. It was just unbelievable. And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are doing a special show today, because without Rod, it's kind of special. So,
right.
Hey, and if you want to know about all these things, of course, go to our site. But if you, sign up as a member on Connect on our worshipfactory.net, we send out some emails to remind you of events that are going on, concerts that are going on.
You are never bored.
No.
Never
bored. The fun never ends with Worship Factory.
No.
You know, it's kind of cool, too, because we're actually doing a lot of collaboration on the website, which is actually starting to materialize even more and more every day, which is really cool. We got this one working with that one, and that one working with this.
We just met with Kathy today.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk about Kathy.
Kathy Juniton, which is actually Chances for Children in Haiti. She has an orphanage over there with 400 children currently that they actually are servicing over there, serving. And those kids are amazing. But she goes over probably once or twice a month, her and her team. We're actually now, we just met with Kathy. We're hoping to have her in today to actually talk about Chances for Children and her ministry. But she had to run home. Her husband's mom was
We were talking about
ill.
Maybe doing a fundraiser concert.
Absolutely. absolutely. Come January, she had asked us if we could do a fundraising concert in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Woo!
So Worship Factory will actually be going to Scottsdale in the time of January.
She has set up an orphanage.
Yep.
And the more she was telling me about it, the more I was getting excited because it's a holistic kind of approach where they've got like a whole garden, they've got education, they've got housing, they've got all these different aspects of, it's a smaller community where they really want to make a difference. It's not just a huge organization where they just, you know, feed a bunch of people, but they really want to kind of get people back up on their feet. And so we're really excited about what she's doing there.
It's incredible. She was out there before the earthquake. They've been out there for about 7 years in Haiti. And she said, if you've not had a chance to go and see what's going on in Haiti, you know, please, she encourages everyone to do that. And hopefully we'll be able to have a chance to do that either before the concert or before the event out in Scottsdale, Arizona, or afterwards. She invites us all the time. And maybe God is calling us to go out there and do a show in Haiti. Who knows?
I'm in.
Totally open.
I would love going. No, and another
road trip. That's a long road trip.
Yeah, I'm not driving that
road trip.
www.chancesforchildren.org is her site.
Go take a look. Oh, and if you guys in the, you listeners, if you want to know more about Chances for Children or if you want to find a way to support, go to our website, worshipfactory.net, and you'll find more information.
We're there to connect people if you want to. Let us know about something.
Yeah.
Let us know. You know, if you have
an event. Or if you have some sort of thing where, hey, you know, I might be able to help you out. I know some people and who can.
Or if you have an idea of a guest that you would like us to interview, or if you have some kind of way you can hook us up with, you know, ideas that God has kind of inspired you with, let us know. Email us, and this is for you. This radio show is for you.
I think that's the whole point of Worship Factory, isn't it? To kind of
connect.
Do stuff that the listeners want to listen.
I thought this was for, like, long casual walks on the beach. What is going on here? This is completely throwing me off.
Re-listen, Mario.
Well, it is a networking. Have a chance to network on Worship Factory.
Network solutions.
I think John has a different idea of what networking means.
Yes.
That's the exposed
segment. This is what happens
segment.
When Rod is not here.
That's exactly right.
I'm trying so hard to reel you guys in, but it's not easy.
It's pretty bad when Mariana's trying to reel us in. You know we're in trouble there, that's for sure. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast, the one and only missing Rod Schreckengast, and Monique Donnelly. And today we actually have John and Mariana from our Exposed segment, actually,
and
setting in with us on our opening segment.
I like this. I want to do this more often.
Kind of interesting. Well, you have to replace Rod. We can work that out.
We have a very special guest we're interviewing today. Can you tell us about who's here, Mr. Kempton?
Well, John is. John Bryant's here today.
Yes, I'm here, you guys.
And Mariana Muzzi.
Besides that guy.
How are you?
Now, we actually have
the amazing
lead pastor.
Mike Hickerson.
The lead pastor of the new Ventura Mission Church.
Which also had their opening week last week, you know, as well as Grace Fest. There was also
absolutely.
The Mission
Sunday.
Yeah.
Their first opening doors on Sunday, which they had about 600 people.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I can't wait to be able to talk to Mike as well. Also, his wife is an amazing speaker as well, which if you don't like Mike, you might like Jody. I mean, which is... if either one can, whatever your preference is.
I wonder what the arguments in their house must be like.
For what it's
really
worth,
great speakers.
I am all about giving Mike a hard time because the first time that I met him was backstage in the green room when I was out to, you know, just about
Did
to go out to do a solo.
Height,
no, I'm just about to go out to do a solo for church, and he leans over. I don't know this guy. He leans over, and he's like, hey, don't blow it. There's a couple thousand people out there. And I leave. I'm like, oh, man.
They know you.
I think we should leash it on him today.
So we are going to get a chance to talk to Mike a little bit about this opening of the new church. A plant church from Real Life Church, where we all go to church in Ventura County, called Mission Church. For those of you that are out in the Ventura area or actually work close to the Ventura area, you can go out on every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and make a little road trip to the beach if you want to. Go surfing afterwards. You know, go to church at 9:30 and grab your wetsuit and surfboard and go.
Afterwards, they do the church thing and then they do
hang 10. They hang 10 there.
They hang 10. It's the beach talk. You got to get that beach talk.
Okay.
Going.
Yeah.
My brother has a missing toe, so he can only hang 9. No, that's serious. I'm being dead serious. My brother Mark.
Oh, I'm not liking the imagery right now.
He hangs 9. We used to make fun of him when he was surfing. It's like, oh, wow, you can only hang nine. You can't
reel him in. Reel him in.
Hang Come 10. On, Mario.
And Yardless and Worship Factory, again, it is a Worship Factory as a website connecting tool for those Christian creatives out there. If you're looking in the industry and you want to get involved in the industry, or you're out there and you are working currently, or maybe you're looking to get a headshot done, or maybe you want to know how to get an agent, or maybe you're looking to, you know, get into how to get my demo done, or maybe if I can, you know, get my video recorded of something that I'm doing, or how do I shoot a movie, whatever it is. If you're a cinematographer, and
that's what we're here for.
That's what Worship Factory is all about. So you can get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking. Mm-hmm. For those that are out there, I think that you'll be hopefully you'll be encouraged. We'll be glad to pray for you, uplift you, and encourage you in your walk in the creative walk as us as
really
Christian
quick
creative.
Before we go to break, I want to hear, how was Harvest?
Harvest was awesome.
Phenomenal.
If you missed it, I'm not going to tell you. You have to go next year.
Harvest was amazing.
Yeah, like 15,000 lives people give their lives to the Lord that night. 10,000 Bibles were given out.
And we got to interview James, which will air
James
soon.
Katina of the Katinas. Yep.
Yeah, so listen in to worshipfactory.net, and you'll be able to see that interview, or hear it, actually.
And we'll be right back with Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson of the Mission Church in Ventura, California. You're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Thy kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They say we're all in the pursuit of happiness.
A life so fabulous.
So we fight for what's ours like an activist. The struggles here we can find across the atlas. And it all started when Adam gave up his own palace. Now the earth waits for its rightful owner. 2,000 years ago the second Adam told us, the kingdom is at hand, die for the sins of man, just so he can bring us back to his original plan. Where we rule over the land and meet every demand. And nature awaits for us kings to take a stand. But we need to understand that we can change the circumstances.
Kingdom is in us, so we choose when to advance.